This is CliffCentral.com.
Let's get Kate to in here. The guy comes in. I've got like 15 minutes left of my show. Hey, where have you been, man? Come and sit your ass down over here. I know I'm going to kill you. Where have you been, dude?
Stuck in traffic, bro. Where is my
I just got a message here from Pumela. She says, where the fuck is K2? Right?
Our language is so bad.
You don't need headphones. Yeah, don't worry. Just
okay, cool.
Nice to see you, dude. Yeah.
Nice to see you too, man. It's been
a while. You owe me now because this is going to be the shortest interview in the history of radio.
Oh, for real? Okay, cool. What do I owe you?
You owe me another appearance. You got to come in here one morning and we got to catch up properly.
Okay, when do you want me to come?
Last time I saw you, you were in here. You were still with Blue.
Yeah.
You guys were very deeply in love.
Yeah.
Now you've released an album. Does this have anything to do with her? The fact that it's called
What a Relief.
Is that what you wanted to ask? See, like, you straight in with the questions.
I got a lot of things to ask you, but we've got such limited time.
I had titled the EP way before we broke up. So it was, there was a really
promise.
No, I promise. She knows that already.
So what were you relieved about?
Relieved about the fact that I'm finally here, you know? I don't have to, like, ask my mom for pocket money anymore.
I remember when you were on with us, you opened up about all kinds of things.
Yeah.
Drugs, and you told us the stories of prison and the life that you led while you were in Cape Town and all this kind of thing.
Yeah.
And you were so open and honest about things, and I just loved that about you, which is why we also wanted to catch up again.
Okay.
You could plug your album as well.
But
but I really wanted to see you again. You've also become... you're still on Kaya, right?
No.
What happened there?
No. I was never on there.
I thought they said you were a DJ.
No, I'm a rapper, Garrett. You know that. I opened up to you. I would have told you the last time.
Someone said to me you had some kind of a job in radio. Are they talking nonsense?
No, yeah, they are. I think there's a guy with the same name and surname as me that works there. I know there was some sort of confusion.
People maybe someone gave me that info.
You must take that guy on. How dare you take him?
Yeah, maybe he's just taking on my alias.
You know, identity theft is a real thing.
Yeah, it's a real thing,
it's
right?
A problem.
Yeah, okay. I need to go, like, check there by Home Affairs.
Home Affairs.
Let's go back in time and let's remind you of when you and Blue came in here last time, just so that everybody can get a feel for this. Don't get too uncomfortable in your seat.
Big Brother Mzansi Double Trouble, basically one of you had to bring in someone else. That was how it worked in the show. So who was the one who was actually selected as the contestant?
We actually auditioned as
together.
Individually. No. We met on stage, and he picked me.
Oh my god! Yeah.
There was two parts. So there was like 20 people.
Yeah.
10 girls and 10 guys.
Right.
And there was 5 pairs that already auditioned together, and then there was 5 guys and 5 girls who came in on the Monday, and we had to randomly select the partner.
It's so awkward.
So yeah, I got stuck.
Don't be awkward.
It's not a bad, she's not a bad catch there.
Yeah, not a bad catch at all.
And you two are together?
Yes, we are together.
Yeah.
So you see, it
led
to good things.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, it did. It wasn't the plan, but yeah.
Listen to how in love you were. It's amazing how much changes, huh?
That's life for you, though.
One year,
That's life. I mean, you're still young.
Yeah,
so,
I am still young, you know. Obviously, we can't tell what the future is like, you know. We can't tell if we might get back together or we'll not get back together.
What's the relationship like now? You're obviously not together, but you get along?
We can talk. We can talk like grown folks.
I mean, I have, like, if I think about my exes, I don't think any of them hate me.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm not always thrilled to see them. You know what I mean? Is that what you're saying? Because I mean, that's how I feel. I see some of my exes, and I'm like, oh,
nah, I'm not a type of person that holds grudges. Blue's not my only ex,
right?
And I get along with all my exes, so yeah, I'm
cool. You seeing anyone else at the moment?
No.
Single, huh?
Yeah.
I heard
very much single, very much ready to mingle.
Look at
what
you,
up, ladies.
I heard.
Just don't hit on my bunny, right? She'll give you a bat. I'm too old for K2.
I heard that after the breakup, there was a bit of like backlash towards Blue on social media. Is that true? Like, people were not attacking her, but they were like,
you see, you
going
got a,
in
right. You got a huge
of
following,
the breakup,
right? And you got a very passionate, loyal following. Yeah. I mean, so does Blue. But when these things happen, it's like Brad and Angelina.
They pick sides.
Yeah. People take sides.
Yeah, which I understand. I mean, look, like you say, there's a lot of passionate people. Some people also can't, like, they don't want to accept that the relationship is over even now. I mean, we haven't been together for like 4 months, and then she had, and then she released the statement as well, you know. Yeah. But I understand where they're coming from, but it's like they have no one to blame. I mean, these things happen, you know, like apparently Brad and Angelina are also splitting up, you know, right?
Well, that's it.
I mean, yeah, I mean, come on, these things happen, bro. So, I do know that she got some backlash, and it did upset her, but I spoke to her about it. And
are you you happy? Career's going well?
Yeah, it's where I want to be. You know, I finally released my EP, which is such a relief. That's why it's called.
Congrats,
what
man.
A relief.
Yeah, I was listening. I had to actually go on and buy, I haven't done this in ages, music on iTunes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So yeah. Do you like it?
I do. I like it very much.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, yeah. Well done. And by the way, if you want to go on there, you just have to look up K2 on iTunes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's also on Google Play. It's on Deezer. It's actually on all online platforms.
I thought it was only on iTunes. But there we go. You can get the whole album.
Yeah, yeah.
What a Relief.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a 13-track EP, extended project. So, yeah.
Doing a lot of performances?
I'm gigging. I'm not gigging as much, but I am still gigging. I'm doing a big one on the 29th of this month as well in Ekurhuleni.
Nice.
Summer Splash. So that is a big one.
It's a good time to be in rap.
Yeah, yeah, no, like the game is it's such a brilliant place right now, especially in South Africa. I mean, we got people raising the bar, we got people flying the flag high for us, we got people dropping verses on Sway, you know, we got young up and comers, we got collaborations with the biggest
Are you working
African
with
artists.
Any of these big heavy hitters? Like there are a couple of people at the top of the rap game in South Africa. I mean, I don't think that you're not there.
Yeah, yeah,
but,
yeah, yeah.
You know, there's a pecking order. How do you think that works?
As for my first project, I put a lot of effort into it myself. I did get a bit of help from like Big Star, but I got a super producer as well who's worked with all these big artists, who's worked with Ice Prince, who's worked with Your Wiz, who's worked with your AKAs and my E's and whatnot. His name is Mr. Camara.
Right.
So he did like 80% of my project. So that's really where my quality lies with my producer.
Tell me quickly when you're producing an album.
Yeah.
I don't think most of us know how it works. It costs a lot of money to make an album,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it really does.
You have to pay that.
Yeah, yeah, that's part of the cost. Especially when you're an independent artist, you have to put your stuff together yourself. You know, you need to get your production, you need to get your beats, you need to record it, you need to be in studio, right. You need to mix it, you need to release it, package it, and yeah, man.
How long did you work on the album for?
I think I did the songs in about 3 months, but there was a whole lot of songs, you know, a lot of songs that didn't make it. And then, yeah, I just had to package it and then drop it, you know. But like I said, it took a little longer because I was doing it all by myself.
I remember we talked about like the whole, almost a parallel between your life and Jay-Z's in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he started off selling drugs. You remember? I mean, he's very open about that. And
yeah,
the guy
sure.
is now a mogul. He's a business mogul. Mm. And I don't think when anyone sees Jay-Z now, they think, oh, drug dealer.
No.
It's part of his story, but he's a successful businessman.
Yeah.
Is that where you want to be? He's a lot older than you, obviously.
Yeah, of course. You know, I know I'm young, so I do give myself time, you know.
Sure.
I do have a limit. I know by 35, I know where I want to be. And I think it's normal for people who make it like abnormally or extraordinarily, they come from places where no one thought they'd make it, you know. Like, I mean, I used to, like, a lot of people used to think that I was not going anywhere, especially back in high school. When
don't
I used to get
love,
suspended for my drug use and
don't you love when you meet those people and you've done well?
A lot of them try to ignore me, but I know they see me.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But look, I'm very proud of myself.
You should be.
I'm very, very proud of myself. I feel like this year has been great, awesome. I got myself my own place. I got my own car.
Nice.
You know? So I'm just looking forward to the next year. I got to release my EP. You know, I got to meet some important people. I get to sit here with Gareth Cliff. You know,
dude, I really am. I mean this. There are very few people I like to have as repeat guests because a lot of the time, you know, you meet someone, you get their story, and then that's the end of it.
Yeah.
With you, I'm really upset that we don't have as much time, so we've got to make it happen again.
Let's do it again.
I got things to ask you. You are obviously in a position now where you can choose any number of women to go home with you.
Yeah.
Even more than one at a night.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you had any really interesting experience? Just to tease us a little bit for the next time you come on.
Well,
you're a very honest guy.
Yeah, well, I've been single for like 4 months. I mean,
You've been playing the field. You've been playing the field.
So he's been busy.
Yeah, right.
Over the last.
Well, I mean, look, at three sims, four sims.
You've been very busy.
At the beginning was kind of tough, and then you know, and then after that, you know, a man's got to do what a man's got to do.
Sure, but you're not sitting at home on your own watching porn. Are we talking about very, very exciting sexual encounters with really beautiful celebrities, or are we talking about beautiful girls who aren't well known? That you've taken home handfuls of them.
This is why Donald Trump's. This is why I need to come back. I got answers for you, man.
I can't wait to hear.
I got some serious answers for you. But look,
how old are you now?
I'm 26 now. My birthday was last month. Yeah, still young.
It's not often I'm jealous
still
of a guest.
Very young, hey?
Yeah. So guy. There's still a lot to go. You know, I'm really not trying to rush into another relationship.
Sure.
I'm also trying to be careful because he's hoes ain't loyal.
Right. And you don't want to end up being a blesser who has to pay for that.
You know what I'm saying? So you know, and also I got to keep my standards.
Right. And it's important to be responsible. And,
yeah, exactly.
To stay healthy.
Oh, my Bali's trying to be your mother.
That's what I'm trying to say, you know. I'm trying to say, I mean, look, let me put it this way. Mm-hmm. I got a lot of messages when off the blues I posted that post.
Ooh, these girls don't waste time.
It's a straight away.
They're already sliding into your DMs hi, give me a call.
It's so disrespectful, right?
But you kept a couple of those messages.
I read some of them.
I mean, man to man, you're not going to delete them.
You what?
Keep your options open.
They were sent to me, so I should read them. I mean, it would be rude if I didn't read them.
What's the first thing you do? Do you check the profile pic? Because that's what I do.
That's what everyone does.
I check the grammar.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Are you a bit of a grammar Nazi?
Yeah, I need someone who's well-spoken, who can at least spell. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
You'll be a bit of an elitist.
You know what I'm saying? Like I say, you know. I don't want to pick you up. I want you to come to me.
Man's got standards.
You know, I don't want you to be a liability, man.
Well, we will promote the hell out of your album. We'll play your song wherever we can, too.
Yeah.
I really appreciate you making it, even if it was in the last couple of minutes. Yeah. Was traffic that bad?
Yeah, no, it was terrible. I didn't know that to get to you, because normally when I come this side, it takes me like 20 minutes.
Why didn't you bring the helicopter? I mean, what's wrong with you?
I left it. Oh, it's not fueled yet. It's not fueled yet. My jet fuel people were late as well. They're stuck in traffic.
Listen, promise me you'll come back. We'll have a little more time.
Yeah, promise me you're going to call me back soon, because I was actually really looking forward to being here today.
We have good chats.
Yeah. So thank you so much.
Ladies,
I do apologize for being late.
No, please don't beat yourself up about it. It happens. It's happened to me. It's happened to Mubs. We all get late. We all end up in trouble.
Please don't
worry.
Okay.
But women beware. He's out on the prowl, and he's got very high standards, so don't think it's just going to happen.
Yeah, and you know, you can't just talk to me and think I'm gonna holler back, you know,
right.
Because you know,
damn straight.
You know, I also like to hunt.
Yeah, put them in.
I don't want to be hunted.
Right. Okay, there we go. You need to have the thrill of the chase.
Look, man. Look, I'm not gonna beat myself up for not being in a relationship that I was really emotionally invested in.
Uh-huh.
You know, I understand right now it's at a point where it probably won't get fixed. Well, it might get fixed, but I can't sit and be in depression. I need to live and enjoy my life. I'm only 26, man.
It's another chapter.
Yeah.
You've opened a new chapter on your life. It's very exciting.
Who knows? Me and you might
What?
Go home with a couple.
Oh, right. We could have one of those parties they used to have in the 60s where there's just cushions all over and naked women.
Yeah, you know, a private party. Right.
In the grotto. At,
you know, I'll just check my inbox and see, okay, Gareth, which one you want?
I don't think we're even friends on Facebook.
Well, this is the right time.
All right, brother. Listen, it's very good to see you. Congrats on the career and how well that's going.
Mm-hmm.
If people don't know, you need to get on to iTunes. You can also go to Google Play. You can get the new album. It's called What a Relief. From K2.
Thank you very much. Very featuring nice. Big Star Johnson. It's got Kaz on it. It's got Cleo Ice Queen from Zambia.
No, we don't need all those people. We need you.
It's got me.
You better download this and you better get to know K2 if you don't already, because before you know it, you'll blink your eyes and he'll be in Miami.
My nigga.
It's still your thing, right?
Absolutely.
I remember you told me you want to end up in Miami.
And
big,
I want a ball out of control there.
Right. Friends like Pitbull and Diddy.
You know,
and
going in a suit, you know. You know, associate myself with the high life.
I love it, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
I love the ambition.
Thanks. Man. I got dreams, man. I still need to achieve them.
You're on your way. I would back you completely. There are not a lot of rappers that I'd put money into, but I reckon you would be a good investment.
Yeah, well, I got Gatekeeper's cosign. There we go. Who gets that?
Nobody just gets that. Exactly. All right, next time try to arrive on time.
Or just get
God
the helicopter.
Damn it.
Right. Yeah, next time I'll make sure it's food.
All right, get out of here. Thank you, K2. We love
thanks,
you, man.
Gareth.
And we'll catch up again soon. For those people who wanted to hear more, I promise you, and he's promised, he'll be back. And we'll play some of his music for you too.
This is CliffCentral.com.